At the Greyhound bus station in San Antonio, a group of 30 migrants just released from holding cells and detention centers in Dilley and Karnes County waited for their bus transfers to cities all over the country. An impatient toddler pulled on his mother's arm, knocking over the suitcase with a Buzz Lightyear doll hanging off the handle. The boy's novelty t-shirt said, "Ladies, I have arrived." Perhaps that incongruous decal would elicit laughs in another context. Here it was somehow poignant. The mother pulled on the suitcase and shuffled to the next place in another long queue. The boy held Buzz Lightyear's hand and fidgeted in place. Around mid-morning the next day, the Interfaith Welcome Coalition was set up, ready to face throngs of families being released on the border. This week, they're seeing twice as many families on any given day. Why now? It's a confusing motive some believe is part of the Trump administration's creation of optics to help generate midterm anxiety for potential Republican voters. Some think the releases will make room for the caravan of migrants coming from Central America. According to a statement from ICE, the releases are part of their efforts to hold to their own imposed limits and laws regarding the number of people they can reasonably accommodate. The only reality for Sister Denise LaRocque, bus station coordinator of the Interfaith Welcome Coalition in San Antonio, is that the families arriving at the bus station need help. The coalition offers snacks and toiletries. They help interpret the English on the bus tickets to the newly arrived about to depart again for parts north. On this day, the team of volunteers sets about to review tickets of those on the latest bus to arrive, all women and children from the detention center in Dilley, Texas. Those with connecting buses leaving immediately are sent to the front of the line, perhaps the only time these families have ever been at the front of any line, literally or figuratively. Those with longer layovers line up in another part of the bus station, where volunteers announce that they will be escorted to the Travis Park Methodist Church, where they can momentarily escape the cold bus station, the noise and chaos, the unpleasant smells of institutional cleaning product mingled with exhaust and the funkiness of the well-used transit station. Sister Constanza, a new arrival from Mexico herself, tells the group to brace themselves. It will be cold inside the church. She hugs herself and goes, "Brr," the mime meant to show the children what to expect. But when we walk the short hallway and enter the playroom, no one notices anything, distracted instead by the magical ways the children, once quiet and clinging to their mothers, come alive, move away from them, start laughing, talking to each other, pulling toys off the shelves, hugging dolls and teddy bears, building towers of blocks, connecting magnetic train cars together, and making those universal choo-choo sounds for train cars, or room-room for cars, or pshoo-pshoo for tiny rockets. The other volunteers continued the work of translating the information on the bus tickets for the women, but among this particular group of volunteers, only Sister Constanza spoke Spanish and asked for my help to translate. Before I left the playroom, I noticed that all the mothers sat together on the floor, resting their heads against the wall, closing their eyes for a few minutes. Here they were, in another large room to hold them all in. But this time, they were all together, mothers and children. While they wait for the next bus that will carry them to another city, they will eat a real meal. The children will watch a Disney cartoon. The room's not too cold. No one minds that there are no chairs to sit in. There's no crying. There's only the sound of children comforting smiling dolls and chubby bears, pushing trains along invisible tracks, winning all the races, stretching arms up toward the sky, guiding the rockets to infinity and beyond.